Kia ora, this is your Wātea English News. Te Aupouri and Ngāti Kahu have lost one of their greatest sons. Artist Salwyn Muru died yesterday afternoon in Auckland, surrounded by whānau. He was 86. Muru was born in Te Hapua in 1936 and trained at Ardmore Teachers College at Papakura, giving up teaching after 2 years because the job didn't give him time to paint. Along with contemporaries like Para Matic, Ralph Hōtere, Elizabeth Ellis, and Fred Graham, he sought to fuse Māori culture with modernism, proudly wearing the influences of artists like Picasso. He also forged paths in journalism and both radio and television broadcasting, wrote for stage and screen, and was an accomplished musician. With Don Salwyn and Brian Kirby, he set up a training program in Auckland in the 1980s to increase the number of Māori and Pacifica in film and television at all levels. He was a master of whai kōrero and would often finish his speech by pulling out his ukulele and reciting a poem by his friend Hone Tuwhare. Prime Minister Chris Luxon has confirmed a review of the Waitangi Tribunal. The coalition agreement between National and New Zealand First included a commitment to amend the Waitangi Tribunal legislation to refocus the scope, purpose and nature of its inquiries back to the original intent of that legislation. As the historic claims process nears its end, the tribunal has embarked on a series of kaupapa inquiries looking at whether Crown actions in areas like health, justice and women's rights were in breach of the treaty. Speaking at Ratana yesterday, Mr. Luxon said the time is right for a review.
As we come to the end of treaty settlements, there's actually a legitimate question, which others have asked in the past, whether it be Chris Finlayson or others, that there's actually a question about what the future role of the Waitangi Tribunal should be and how it could be repurposed and what the focus of it should be. That's a legitimately reasonable question that any government of any colour would be thinking about in the context of post-treaty settlements.
Mr. Luxon says existing treaty settlements will be honoured by the new government. Kingitanga spokesperson Rahui Papa has warned the coalition government Māori will pull every lever they can to safeguard the Treaty of Waitangi. During yesterday's pōwhiri at Ratana, Mr. Papa was one of the three kai kōrero who took the government to task over policies they say disadvantage Māori. Of particular concern was ACT leader David Seymour's bill to rewrite the principles of the treaty.
Daily Māori has confirmed that if there is any measure of meddling with the Treaty of Waitangi, Māori will not sit idly by. We will pull every lever that we possibly can to protect the mana and the sanctity of the Treaty of Waitangi.
Rahui Papa. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour. Tūrou!